Welcome everybody to the Parish Council meeting March the 26th, 2018. I do need to point out that we do have an in-camera session at the end of this of tonight's council meeting, and that is to discuss a staffing issue, and the outcome of those discussions will be reported in the next Parish Council meeting. Thank you. Can I also welcome our new clerk, Simon Crocker, who's here. Would you like to stand up?
Everybody but you don't. <know. laughs>
Welcome, and I believe you start on the 3rd.
Hi everyone, yes, I start on the 3rd. Looking forward to working with you all.
Fabulous, thank you and welcome. Thank you for coming tonight. Okay, so if we go straight to the agenda, do we have any apologies for absence?
Yes, we've apologies from Councillors Norman, Buxton, Kilmurray, and District Councillor Hales and County Councillor Van der Ven.
Thank you. Now it's time to receive any declarations of interest or dispensations. I do have one from John Travis, Councillor Travis.
And being a HUB director, I'd like to add to that.
Thank you, Councillor Porter. Are there any others? Thank you. And we grant those requests. Thank you.
Yes.
To approve the minutes of the Parish Council meeting 26th of February 2018, could we please note on the apologies that Councillor Madiaco, we did receive a late apology from him, so if we can add that. Are there any other amendments, Madam Assistant Clerk?
No, none received.
Any comments on accuracy from our councillors? No, thank you. So the proposal is to accept the minutes as they are. May I have a proposer, please? Thank you, Councillor Cowley, and a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Clark. All those in favour to accept the minutes?
Thank you.
All those against? All those abstaining?
Okay.
PC 19917, to report back on the minutes of the Parish Council meeting of the 26th of February 2018. Do you have anything to report, Assistant Madam Clark?
No, there were no actions to report back on for the last minutes.
I didn't see any either, so there's no need to vote on those. Thank you. Now is the time for the public participation, and there's 15 minutes for the members of public to contribute their views and comments and questions to the Parish Council. And I'm starting now.
Right. This one that was in the notes regarding the locking of the gate in the mill at the north. You're intending locking it at 8 o'clock. You don't seem to have considered the fact that there are the football teams often, especially in the lighter nights, play midweek football games which don't kick off till 6:15, and will therefore that will lead to a problem. They often train down there as well in the lighter nights, not for any fee, just to train. So you may wish to reconsider certain the show of the times, because I notice you've got signs that are ready to go that don't affect anything, but they just might be the layout of what you're looking at. So can you please consider that when you're looking at locking them, that gate? That is a sports field primarily, it's not. It was a sports field before it was a nursery.
Okay, thank you. We'll be able to take that back and look at that.
Well, Councillor Clark may be able to comment on that.
There is flexibility with the gates anyway, because we do allow it to be open for certain things beyond the time frames allowed. However, there have been a number of complaints by residents because of ill use of the car park, unfortunately, which has been drug related and other things. So it's trying to temper that into that, and also loud music late at night as well. But there's an element of flexibility. If there is a football match going on, then obviously arrangements can be made. It's not a problem.
But on that point, that's something that needs to be taken into consideration going forward. If you're looking at actually if this skateboard park actually comes to a thing, because the antisocial behaviour will rapidly increase. So just that, I'm not asking you to comment on that. But that's something.
Well, I can comment briefly.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we've been shutting the car park at 5 o'clock with certain the sessions, MADS on the Tuesday nights, where they have the youth club, then it gets shut at 8:30. So there's never been a problem with that. But because we've actually been able to shut it at a reasonable time, we've deterred some of the, shall we say, unsavoury element from parking in there with their cars and doing their drugs.
Doing the dealing.
Exactly. And that's what's going to continue. Because it does seem to have worked. They seem to be going, I don't know where else, but they don't seem to be appearing up there. But there have been a lot of problems before with rowdiness as well, coming out for cars. And I think that takes a priority, people's safety. And because you've also got the play area where the kiddies are still out there in the evenings, and you don't want people dealing drugs when you've got kids in the play area. So it's a case of a balancing act. But, you know, I'm more than happy to talk to the football teams and make sure that the gates are kept open or accordingly, which is so we do that already on Tuesday nights because of the MADS group and it doesn't get shut till 8:30. So I think it's just being common sense and reasonable. Yeah. But it's a case of it's a balancing act between the residents and trying to stop the drugs, because you don't get the police down there, they won't go in there. You can't call the police every time there's someone doing
I don't disagree with anything you're saying on the front and the dealing of drugs.
It does seem to have worked in the winter months, and we want to try and retain it in the summer months as well.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Catwood?
I just wanted to mention the bowls club in the summer, they are there.
I have dealings with Peter on the bowls club, and we arrange he'll open up and shut. You know, we're flexible.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you very much. Is there any other points?
Just that when you do get onto the hub situation, can you sort of give some idea of when there'd be a public consultation regarding that?
The hub extension?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll be able to do that. Yeah. Or do you want to?
Would you like me to come on?
No, we can meet you
when it comes up.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So anything else? Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. PC 20117, to receive a report from County Councillor Van Der Ven. Unfortunately, Councillor Van Der Ven will not be attending tonight, but she has sent a written report. Are there any questions that Councillor might want to have for Councillor Van Der Ven? Could you please send them to her by writing? Thank you. It might be worth mentioning at this point that the A10 roadworks will begin on the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of June. PC 20217, to receive a report from District Councillors Barrett and Hales, and I understand at this particular meeting there is no report to receive. PC 20317, to receive the clerk's report, which are in your papers. Do councillors have any questions, please? No, thank you. There are no actions or votes to be taken on that. PC 20417, to receive details of the cheques, backs, Visa, direct debits to be drawn on the parish council's account, as detailed and amended by late payments from February 2018. Are there any comments or questions from councillors, please? Thank you. Oh, sorry.
2248, 315, and then it's underneath the box, 320, and another one, 2205. Pleased to see the leaks repaired on the allotments. And 2215, £922.09, 100 Houses Society sinking fund. I thought we paid them a fee of £100 per year, but I just wonder why 922 at the minute.
I'll need to query that with
the... I'll take that away and query that. Yeah. Councillor Gatlin.
And the first one, 320. 315.
320.
First one on the list.
Oh, 315.
315, and not underneath it's got 320. Total.
Is it on your first page? Is it 2248?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's 2248, number of the
chart. 315, 320.
Okay.
Well, that's. It's the insurance that we've collected in for the Allotment Association, and it is 315.
Yes.
Because there was one payment that hasn't come in, so it was amended.
So it should be
315. Should be 315. Thank you. Changed.
Thank you, Councillor Gatlin. Are we happy to accept the monthly transactions listing? Could we have a proposer, please? Thank you, Councillor Travis. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Cowley. All those in favour? PC 20517, to receive monthly finance reports. Are there any comments or questions? Are we happy to accept the report? Could I have a proposal, please, to accept the monthly financial report? Thank you, Councillor Clark. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Hart. All those in favour? All those against? Are you in favour?
You're too quick tonight.
Are you in favour, Councillor?
Yes, I'm
yes. Okay, yes. That's everybody. Thank you. PC 20617, to consider a request from the MCHMG to act as an agent in preparation of a planning application to extend the footprint of the building and to seek grant funding by way of capital money from Garfield Weston. If there's anyone who's declared a conflict of interest, now would be the time to leave the room, please. I am asking Councillor Travis, as the chair of the Hub Management Group, to stay and answer some questions as and when necessary. Is everybody happy with that? Thank you. At the last meeting, the Hub Management Group asked the Parish Council to support an application to the Garfield Weston Foundation for a 100% grant to extend the Hub. Councillors agreed to support in principle the Management Group's application for the grant, but did not agree to fund the work needed to prepare drawings and planning fees. The councillors did ask questions about long-term maintenance costs, cost impacts, and reassurance that the plans do the best job at optimising the opportunities. We also asked what the staff at the Hub felt. So if I can hand over to you with those areas, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes. To recap, we asked two questions of the Parish Council at the last meeting. The first was to request that they might support this project financially in its early stages. The second point was, would they, if they would not feel happy to do that, allow the Hub Management Group in principle to pursue a planning application to extend the building. It was the latter of those two things was given a sort of cautious yes. So the purpose of this agenda item really is to request the Parish Council to approve the Hub Management as the agent to take the planning permission forward. A number of questions were asked at the last meeting that I'll attempt to answer now in order to give you some comfort, including the one from Mr. Baker. Firstly, we have examined the costs, should we be successful, the cost to the business and the cost to the Parish Council. I've done some question and answer type responses to answer some of the questions that would be first in people's minds, perhaps. Amongst those are, what would it cost in terms of additional cost to the Parish Council? This is pretty hard to give you exact numbers, but I think if we take rates as a starting point, we currently pay no rates on the building, and it's anticipated that any change to the footprint of the building would not incur any increase in rates, because 80% of a community building is rates free by sort of government legislation, and the other 20% is at the discretion of the local authority. And since this building was opened, the local authority has deemed to give us zero rating. so we don't pay any rates. So we anticipate that that will continue, because the size of the building is not an issue. It's not. It's a principle. We've looked at the cost to the business, because obviously if we were successful, the downside of that is that we would have builders knocking holes in the building at some point. And again, it's quite hard to estimate the impact of that. It impacts, of course, the hub accounts, finances, and by implication, of course, it has a knock-on effect for the parish council. I think the impact on the hub would probably be in the region of £10,000. It's very hard to estimate this because it would depend on the sequence of build, the build sequence that would be agreed with a successful contractor. So until you get as far as appointing a contractor and talking to him about exactly what his sequence of build is going to be, you can't really come up with exact figures. But it would have an impact. I think it would probably have an impact of about, let's say, 1 month's income on the cafe sales. That's not 1 month. That's not £10,000 worth of profit. It's £10,000 worth of turnover. What else? The other thing that we looked at was the impact on the maintenance costs of the building. The footprint that's planned, the increase in the building footprint that's planned, is basically meeting room space. It's not space which includes complex services. It's not like extended kitchen. It's a question of just adding lighting and some heating. The present building is heated with underfloor heating, but the extension would be electrically heated, so it would be a much simpler setup. So there wouldn't be any change to the existing underfloor heating system. It would just be an add-on electrical system. The only suggested more complex service would be an additional toilet in the upstairs area here, which would be a bonus from the point of view of people with reduced mobility, of course. So it's got it's a good selling point as part of the project. But it's not a complicated thing to do because the soil pipe services are right there. So it would be tagged on to the existing sewage system without any sort of complicated changes to the building. So we think, I'm being very long-winded about this, I don't think that there will be very significant increases to the cost to the parish council in terms of maintenance under the lease, because the actual surface area of the building, either inside or outside, won't change that much. You're changing it from this sort of shape to that sort of shape. So the surfaces are, you know, a little bit more, that's for sure, but it's not going to be very significant. So I think that without having any detailed costs of that, it will be fairly minimal. The costs are all in the build, not in the maintenance. It should be said, actually, that the parish council hasn't spent a penny on this building yet in terms of the sort of maintenance that I'm considering there.
Can I ask you to answer the question that was raised in the public part of the meeting?
Yes, thank you, yes. Since the last parish council meeting, we've had preliminary consultations with staff separately, with volunteers separately, and it's our intention, obviously, to consult with the public. We're on a very tight timetable because we have to have the planning consent from the planning authority by the 30th of June, and so we're really running to try and achieve that. I've sent the drawings, I think, round to everybody, or Clark has, so you should see it's reached an advanced stage. It's ready to be submitted as a planning application, subject to the decision of the council tonight. We're very optimistic that the proposal that we're putting forward will be accepted. In parallel with that planning application going through, we will be consulting with the public.
Okay, do we know when?
Well, it'll be within It'll be during the next 3 month
period. Next 3 months before the application is submitted.
I should say that the actual shape of the building cannot. There's not much leeway, if you like, in terms of what we can do with the building at reasonable cost. The difficulties arise on two fronts. Firstly, is the cost. You can do anything if you've got enough money, I suppose. But the other side of it is that this building is in a conservation area, and so the planning authority is only going to allow us to do things which they think are consistent with us being in a conservation area. We've consulted with the architect who designed this building in the first place and liaised with the planners then, and the feeling is that the proposal they're putting forward is very likely to get accepted. In fact, I think if you looked at the drawings, particularly the what they call the 3D drawings, isometric drawings, the pictures of the hub in kind of 3D, the appearance of the building from the road in particular, I think, is better than it is now. It's more interesting, and I think it improves the appearance of the asset rather than deteriorating it.
Can I ask, we did ask last time how the staff felt, can I ask you what consultation took place and what was the result of that consultation?
The consultation with the staff was a two-way thing, of course. They asked lots of good questions. The interesting thing about the planning application, though, is that really the planners are only interested in the outside shape of the building. They're not interested in the inside, and so if it's accepted, what you end up with is a shell in which you can shape your own destiny, if you will. So you can make your meeting rooms as big as you can get them within the shape, or you can put toilets in, you can extend storage space. And so the consultation with the staff and with the volunteers and with the public will be around the way in which this space is used. So we're not the planning application is not the end of the story, it's the beginning of the story.
Okay.
It's only to do with the shape of the outside of the building and what the planners think is going to look nice in a conservation area.
Okay, so just to clarify, have the staff been consulted yet?
They have, yes.
They have?
They have.
And what was their response?
They were very happy with the idea.
Okay.
Very happy with it. Because it solves a lot of their problems. We also manage their expectations in as much as it will not solve all the problems, but it will solve some of them.
Okay, are there any questions, please, from other councillors? Councillor Shirley.
Is there any potential for any further solar panel contributions, i.e. more solar panelling? I'm somewhat puzzled that the west-facing roof area hasn't had any solar panel on it, and there's none shown on this one. I know there's windows in it, but is it worth a consider?
It's an interesting proposal. We haven't looked at it, Mike, and we'll look at it.
Well, I don't know what the actual existing solar panel contributes. Well, is it really paying its way?
It makes a contribution. It makes a noticeable contribution, yes. We could investigate that. It will be an added cost.
Indeed, yes, yeah. It's a balance.
Yes. Hmm. Yes, but we'll look at that.
Okay. The last time we met and spoke about this, and I'm not sure if we've got all the answers yet, but it's really up to the council to vote. And the proposal is that the parish council agrees that the MCHMG acts as its agent on the preparation of planning application and to seek grant funding from Garfield Weston. Do I have a proposer? Councillor Clark. Do I have a seconder, please? Councillor Sherman. All those in favour? All those against, and all those abstaining. Yes, please. PC 20717 to discuss and agree an amendment to the community grant policy. The amendments are highlighted. And the one on the first page is that of a punctuation clarification, if you like, so that it reads that any individuals who cannot apply rather than just individuals connected with it, with the church. So we've made sure that that's there. As you turn over onto page 2, it's clearer whether the group has submitted a report on how to, sorry, how a previous grant was spent, and provide a report on that as well. And then on page 3, how the grant would be paid. Is everybody happy with those changes? Councillor Gill.
I'm puzzled, Chair. First paragraph, which is part of the village precept. It isn't part of the village precept, is it? It's grant money given to us by solar farms to spend on, I can't remember the exact wordings, but projects in the village or something like that, it says. It isn't anything to do with the precept, this money. It's we're using the money given to us by solar farms to use as our grant money. We used to precept money for grants in the village, but now we're using this because of the financial problems. This is money given to us by solar farms for projects in the village.
Can we go away and check this?
I'm wondering if this covers the fact that in the past, when we've had money to give to community grants, that we could. So my understanding of this is that covers both the money that we receive from the solar farm plus that. But I could be wrong.
But it isn't precept money. It comes from another source.
Councillor Cowley. Oh, thank you.
May I be permitted to make an observation?
Yes, please.
If the parish council is the grant awarding body, then it is subject to local government legislation as well with regards to powers and duties, regardless of the source of income.
Okay, thank you. But in terms of accuracy for this, we will have it checked for you, Councillor.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. PC 2087. Do we need to vote?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you do need to accept the change.
If we're having it checked.
But we're having it checked, then.
Should it come back next time?
Yeah, can we bring it back to the next council meeting? Because that needs to be accurate. Either it comes from S137 money and village precepts.
Okay. Chair, can I just check that there's no timing problem because the grant season is coming at us?
Well, then can we ask, can I just say now then, can we vote on accepting the changes that we've presented today? And if we can look into that and email everybody with the clarity of the wording, would all the councillors be happy with that? So should we vote to accept the changes that we've put in today? Can I have a proposer, please? Thank you, Councillor Hart. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Travis. All those in favour, please. All those against? All those abstaining?
One.
PC 20817 to note the appointment of Canals as internal auditor for 2018. We do have a choice in this, but the current internal auditor, since very useful, knows our circumstances and is gradually making sure all the requirements are in place. So can we have a proposal? Oh, we don't need to propose, we just need to note it. PC 209, to note the appointment of PKF Little John as external auditor. It's been with us for several years and it's an arrangement on behalf of Parish Council, so we don't actually have a choice. So please note, thank you. PC 210-17, to discuss an agreement, risk assessment management policies for play parks, cemeteries and allotments. Now you have that in front of you. And if I can go through each one separately. So if we start with play parks, please. Are there any comments? Can I have a proposal then to accept? Thank you, Councillor Hart. A seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Clark. All those in favour, please. Thank you. Cemeteries. Are there any comments or questions? Could I have a proposal to accept as drafted, please? Councillor Getwood, thank you. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Sheeran. All those in favour? Thank you. And allotments. Comments or questions, please? Can I have a proposal to accept as drafted, please? Thank you, Councillor Porter. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Travis. All those in favour? Thank you. PC 211-17. We are going to postpone this to the next Parish Council meeting, if that's okay, because we have got one quote received and...
There's some variations on that from the original requirement, so, but as we're not pressured for making decisions, I'm trying to sort this out with Bartshams, but the guy involved is on holiday at the moment, so there's no pressure until we get to the next season.
Can I ask a question, Councillor Sheeran? Does this mean then that the tree planting will be postponed now, probably to the autumn?
It's the autumn time now, yes.
Because it's a bit late now.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
The availability on the quote seems to imply September.
Sorry?
The last column on the quotation says available September 2018. So it would imply that Bartshams would never intend to plant in until September.
Thank you. Yeah.
Lovely, thank you. So we'll refer that to the next meeting. PC 212-17, to discuss and agree quotes for felling and grinding the stump of the tree disturbing the memorial stone in Orchard Road Cemetery. Could I ask Councillor Travis, please, just to explain and give us a little bit of outline?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The situation is that there is a tree which is actually upsetting several graves in Orchard Road Cemetery, and we've received two quotes for felling and grinding the stump. The grinding the stump means they bring a machine in and they literally chew the top off the trunk until it disappears below ground level. One of the quotes also mentions poisoning the residual trunk. Grinding, in my opinion, is good enough, so I think we need to choose between the two quotes on that basis. I don't think that what they're proposing is going to be too disadvantageous from the point of view of the graves. Whoever does this needs to be told in no uncertain terms that they're going to do it with respect.
Absolutely, thank you. Okay. Now, we have two quotes. Can I ask somebody if they would propose to accept the Shire Trees Limited quote?
Can I just check which ones include VAT and which ones didn't? Sorry, I thought I'd... I'm just reading between the screens in a minute now. Right, here we've got...
So could I just ask a question of Councillor Travis?
Yes.
The quote from Hearts and Clams ground maintenance, are you suggesting that we would only accept the remove tree to ground level and then grind stump out, so we wouldn't be taking the £60
yeah.
middle fee?
Exactly.
So the total is 400 plus VAT yeah. and the other one is 450 plus VAT, is yeah. that correct?
Is that
540?
450 plus VAT, yeah, and then the other one's 400 plus VAT, just for
yeah.
Total is 450, yeah. Could I just add, our normal practice in the past has been to use Shires, because they're a dedicated tree management company. Hearts and Cams have just started into this area, so I think you've got a choice between trying Hearts and Cams out, they're cheaper, or going with the people that we know do a good job. It's up to
Councillor Gatwick.
I thought Hearts and Cams had done tree work for us before.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my mistake then. I thought this may have been the first time.
I don't think it's been something like this. I think
yeah, it's not been serious.
More clear than that. Can we also point out a difference? Also, Hearts and Cams are looking at lifting three graves, and Shire Trees are looking at lifting one.
Sorry,
will the work from either actually involve touching the graves? I mean, I think it seems that Hearts and Cows have just noticed that the tree is lifting three graves, but we're not asking them
They've noticed, as we have, that it's affecting more than one grave. That's the only thing. We don't expect them to touch the graves themselves. Okay. This is a question of cutting the tree down and removing the stump in a way which doesn't disturb any of the grave sites.
Just trying to point here. Are they absolutely sure that we think that it should be ground out after it's been felled? I mean, it will finish up with just a tree stump. It will be dead at that point, effectively. Well, totally. Why go any further? It's a normal sort of thing that you see in a graveyard or anywhere. It's just a cut off tree stump.
Yeah, I think it's been to the parish council once before, and I think it was the first time round it was exactly that, and I think we said why not get rid of the stump.
It's just money.
I don't have a view really. I mean, it's absolutely fine either way as far as I'm concerned.
It's just money that doesn't really need to be spent.
I think we should stay with Shard actually.
Well, shall we vote?
Can I just say one other thing? That's that the one of the families to whom the unaffected grave belongs, I think, is wanting to
put a memorial stone.
Put a memorial stone inside. Okay. So I think that it needs to be done quickly. We don't have to delay doing it.
Okay, so can we vote, please? We've got two quotes here. Sorry, Councillor Gatwood.
Sorry, I was just going to put a proposal that we go with Hearts and Cams.
Okay, so
we've got one proposal on the floor at the moment.
But I haven't got a proposal yet, so I will go with Councillor Gatwood. Would you like to be the proposer for that, to go with Hearts and Cams? Could I have a seconder, please? Okay, all those in favour of Hearts and Cams, please. Seconded was Councillor Cowan. Sorry. All those against? Okay, Hearts and Cams have been carried. Thank you. PC 213-17, to agree a quote for signage at the car park of the Moor play area. Councillor Clark, would you like to, if you give a little bit of background to this?
Yes, that's okay. Thank you. There is a sign up in the play in the car parking area at the moment, which does give the same times, shutdown times,
people just didn't seem to be remembering it or not noticing it because it's so small and it's actually on the wall in their hands. And that has been in place for quite some time. I believe the gates were shut on a regular basis quite a while ago, but there has been an interim period when it's been intermittent. They've been shut and not shut. I've been trying to maintain it for the best part of since the summer season finished last year through this, and it seems to be working. People are aware of it. Notices have gone under car window screens to tell them that they may well be locked in. No one's had a problem with that. And I think this will just endorse as we come into the summer period. Because there is already a sign on the 5 o'clock gate about emergency access way, which we have put up, that seems to have stopped anybody parking in front of it. So people do seem, for some reason, seem to see yellow signs. And it just makes it a bit easier at night. And obviously I will talk to Mr. Baker.
Yeah.
I will take up with him separately about the football, because I've no reason to stop that. So that's we want to encourage that, not stop it. But it's open for mags, it's open for other things, and it's just me being flexible to live quite close by so I can back and forwards for it. So it's not a big issue for me, but it's just trying to deter the late night parking of certain unsavoury elements and also the young kids with their cars and they jump onto the little house roof and do silly things.
Mm.
So I'm just trying to cut that out, not the footballers. So, but this will actually assist. Because if you're walking in there and saying you're locking the gates now and there's two signs there, if they want to be locked in all night, they can.
Do we need to, in the light of the fact that we do have the bowls and the football, do we need to put a little sort of statement in there to say unless pre-arranged, but with permission of the parish council?
Yeah, I can get them to add that in.
I don't know how everybody feels about that.
Is that strictly necessary? I mean, we're sort of saying, please ensure your vehicle is removed. I guess the wording might imply to those late night users that they need to remove their vehicle, but if they've got other arrangements, then
money's orders.
Do you think it? And that's why I'm asking. But I didn't want anybody coming back and saying, well, how can they're allowed to do it? And your notice says 8 o'clock.
We could put just a footnote down underneath, we thank you, and then slightly underneath that in small print, to say with prior arrangement, subject to prior arrangement.
Subject to prior
arrangement. Okay, I'll get that added to the final logo.
Is everybody happy with that?
Mm.
Just add the word subject to prior arrangement.
If we can't see it. Could be dusk, perhaps, in the summertime. Dusk or earlier, or possibly others.
How does one define
you
dusk?
You start.
It's too.
It's terrible. Yeah, I've had one person asking me, as it's lighter, when is it going to go later?
Yes.
So out of everybody that's been there so far, but everybody seems to be understanding of it. So I think it's less is more, I think, in these circumstances.
Pedestrian access anyway.
Oh, it's pedestrian access, and if anybody wants to walk a dog, it's just an extra 50 yards of walking.
Mm.
So it's not a big deal. But I understand from the young lads, if they want to play the football, then if it's one night a week, that's not a problem.
That's great. Thank you, Councillor Clark, and thank you for your support in that. Could I have a proposal, please, for the proposal to accept the quote for £165, excluding that from unlimited logos? Could I have a proposal, please?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
We only need to get one quote. Is that okay? I'm just trying to remember.
Has this gone through the working party?
It did go through the working party, and I've got it reduced from 195 to 165.
I'm just asking the question.
I would support Councillor Clark. I mean, I think this is a very small amount of money. This is a local company. I think it's a very competitive price.
Okay. Thank you. So, could I have a proposal, please? Thank you, Councillor Shewan. A seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Porter. All those in favour, please.
Thank you.
Okay, PC 21417 to discuss and agree community facilities and services. Equal opportunity for access policy. Now, Councillor Hart, did you have background in this one?
I imagine it would have policy guru Councillor Travis.
Travis.
Unfortunately not.
Internal audit, if I can just put a little warning on this, they will want to see this in place. So we do need to agree this before the end of today's meeting. Are there any comments or questions arising from it, please? Can I have a proposal, please, to accept the agree the policy, please? Thank you, Councillor Chavis. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Clark. All those in favour, please.
Sorry.
Thank you. Now, PC215-17, to agree in-camera minutes to be released to the public related to the grievance and the car park project. Now, we can, if we choose as a council, to carry this over. It is entirely up to you. We have a set of minutes for you to read. Some of them have been redacted, obviously, following consultation. It is entirely up to you, because if you want to go through it, I'll go through it looking at the minutes first, sorry, the grievance report first, then the car park, and then the minutes. Or would you like to carry it over to the next meeting?
Get it done.
Can I, Chair, make some comments on this, maybe? The minutes in question are fairly long in the tooth. They're old minutes dating back from, 2016, 17?
15.
And are all related to the car park project. They were all used as evidence or whatever as part of the investigation into the car park project. The reason that they were either withheld from the public or redacted was because of then perceived reasons for, commercial confidentiality or other reasons, which sometimes are not that obvious. I would submit that it would be a good thing for this council to publish these minutes on the grounds of transparency, given this project is now long gone. I'm quite happy to suggest people want to, if they want to go away and read them again or bring it back to another meeting, that's absolutely fine. But I don't think it changes the spirit of the thing. I think in the spirit of transparency and openness, I think we should get on and publish them.
Okay. Is everybody happy? Council Clark?
May I make the case for looking at them tonight? We're making excellent time tonight. And often these meetings are pushed right up to the limit, so it would make sense to make hay while the sun shines. And perhaps if people feel we could have 5 or 10 minutes for people to read them, okay. We seem to have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. It's unlikely we're going to make very many changes, and actually there aren't very many of us here, so it might go through a bit more quickly as well. Okay. I will be abstaining from whatever vote, because it's all before my time, so okay. It doesn't really matter either way.
Okay, is everybody happy with that your contention? Lovely then. So it is really important that we have all of these minutes back. And so they have got your names.
No,
they haven't, but we have got a list, so we have to physically see you give it to us.
I've done two full sets.
So there are two full sets if you want to have a little look.
Jane?
Have the councillors not seen these before?
Yeah, they were.
They have. They've been round before.
They've been round electronically.
Yes, they have been round electronically.
I'm not interested.
It's a wise decision, regardless of whether you were here or not.
I don't know how you do it.
Frankly, I'd just like to see this never be on the minutes again.
Too near to that scene to make comments.
Just a whole lot of them.
That's that one set of minutes.
We need to close the meeting before we get away. Do we keep it open?
This is just a grieving.
Yes.
Yeah.
So but in terms of we're not making a decision.
No. Okay.
Leave that one.
it's a full parish council here.
Well, there's
so many. It's mentioned in full council again.
It all came to a nothing at the end of the day.
Lots of full council.
Okay, shall we resume? Has everybody had a bit of time to remind themselves? Remind everybody that these came round electronically as well. Okay, firstly, the grievance report. Are there any comments on this? This was the one where we asked CALPAC to set up the grievance panel. Is everybody happy with that? The extraordinary meeting of PC on the 16th of May 2016, this is where the council voted not to accept the report of the grievance panel. Are there any comments about that? Then there was 27th of June 2016, council discussion of the content of the grievance report. Are there any comments about that? Are we happy to publish all four sets of minutes? Could I have a proposer, please? Thank you, Councillor Hart. Could I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Travis. All those in favour of publishing all four sets of minutes? All those against? And all those abstaining, please? Thank you. And the next part is the car park. You have there the FGMP minutes of the 4th of January 16, and it was possible uses of the workshop. I think the intention of the individual was in confidence at the time, but I think this has been made common knowledge after. So that was there. Any comments about that? PC minutes 25th of April 16, that's discussions about the payment on the car park. Are there any comments about that? PC 1-5, 26th of October 15, there are general comments. Any comments about that? And then the 2nd of March 15, PL 183, reports on the number of the bids that were received. And PL 199 on the 18th of April 2016. And this is where I'm adding some caution. There are appendices in those minutes. And there are names in those appendices that may well need to be redacted. So if we're happy with the minutes, could the proposal be that we are happy to publish all three sets of the minutes but to redact the appendices and seek approval from councillors at another meeting about those appendices? Okay, so could I have a proposal, please, to publish all three sets of minutes but to redact the appendices and seek approval from councillors at the next meeting? Thank you, Councillor Sherman. Could I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Porter. All those in favour, please. All those against, and all those abstaining. Thank you. There are some miscellaneous ones as well from the 23rd of May 2016, the annual review of redacted minutes and records decisions about whether to declassify or not. There was an extraordinary meeting about financial matters on the 14th of March 2016, relates on how the council conducted its financial matters. And is everybody in agreement with that? We also had an FGMP on the 20th of June, and this was about the clerk's contract and progress on recruiting the assistant clerk. Are there any comments about that? So could I have a proposal, please, to publish all three sets of minutes? Councillor Chavis.
Chair, the last one was to do with an HR matter. That doesn't seem to be part of the item on the agenda.
I think it was about the clerk's contract. Yes, no, that is an HR matter.
And I'm wondering if we should consider that separately.
Separately. Should we just say the two sets of minutes, not the FGMP? Mm-hmm. Okay, so can I have a proposal to publish the two sets of minutes? Thank you, Councillor Hart. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Chavis. All those in favour? All those against? All those abstaining? Thank you. Okay. PC 216-17 to discuss and agree the risk assessment for the pavilion. This was discussed previously at the PC meeting and a couple of amendments have been made. Are there any comments or questions? Could I have a proposer, please? Thank you, Councillor Cowley. Could I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Clark. All those in favour of agreeing. Thank you. That's everybody. To discuss PC 217-17, to discuss and agree the risk assessment village wardens for weed killer spraying. This was done at the maintenance working party. The wardens are happy to do this. Unattended plots at the allotments will not be sprayed because of the risk of drift onto adjoining plots. The proposal is that the wardens undertake weed killing subject to provision of protective equipment as necessary. Do we have any questions about the risk assessment or comments, please? So could I have a proposal, please, that the wardens undertake weed killing subject to the provision of protective equipment as necessary? Thank you, Councillor Chavis. A seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Sherwin. All those in favour, please. Thank you. And to PC 21817, to accept a quote of £350 from Cambridge Asbestos to remove asbestos from St George's allotments. Councillor Travis, do you have any background you might want to add here at this point?
Yes, I can add a little bit of quick colour to this, if you will. There's only one quote because disposal of asbestos waste is a specialist task. Cambridge Asbestos is the local go-to company for this. We examined a number of different options with what we believe might be asbestos on the allotments. It's quite a significant amount of material. The problem is that you don't know for sure if it's asbestos until you test it. Testing it is more expensive than getting rid of it, and so the proposal is that we take up Cambridge asbestos quote to securely dispose of what we believe might be asbestos as a sort of duty of care to the public.
Thank you.
So may I ask a question? What is the nature of the suspect asbestos material?
It's sheets. It's sheets of material like roofing.
Are they just lying around? They didn't
lying in a big pile.
Right, so £350 seems
fairly reasonable. Yeah, it's all good venue.
Okay, and any other comments? Okay, could I have a proposal, please, to accept the quote? We know there's only one quote because it's a specialist job. Thank you, Councillor Clark. A seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Travis. All those in favour? Sorry?
Graham.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All those in favour, please. Thank you. Okay. I would, thank you. We are going into camera now. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to meet you, Simon. Thank you, Councillor Barrett.
Bye.
Bye.